Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, I want to talk about something else. A member of our team has been struggling to sleep. Uphila kakhulu. Phila Sande, what's going on, man?
So I think this show also contributes to my lack of sleep. Obviously, I stand in for Mpo when she is out in China doing her stuff. So especially on a Monday, where Mondays are my rest days, I don't do a lot of things on Monday. I try to rest as much as I possibly can coming out of the weekend. I'm a very active guy, so I play a lot of sports over the weekend, whether it's rugby or cricket. So I use Mondays as a rest day. But when I come back from the show doing Seize the World, I try and sleep, but my brain is telling me that it's daytime and I just cannot sleep at all. I just can't sleep until the sun goes down. And it's one of those things where I'm like, you saw me yesterday, I was really tired.
I saw that, man. Uphila kakhulu on Sunday.
Very tired.
Uphila Sunday.
Very tired, and I couldn't go home and sleep.
But, okay, so if you're waiting for the sun to go down, Why don't you try it? Just, you know, black out your bedroom.
It doesn't work.
Blinds down or curtains down.
It doesn't work. Because my brain is telling myself, it's telling itself that it's daytime. Whether I black out the room or not, the brain is, it automatically knows that it's daytime. So I can't sleep because the brain knows that it's daytime.
I remember a few months ago, I had a week where I struggled sleeping. Yeah. I don't know what happened. And I remember telling Chris, who's sitting across me, our technical producer, that, bro, it's 3 days. I haven't slept. Probably maybe 3 hours of sleep I've had. And I've been getting in bed at 7 o'clock. And I was telling Caesar, and Caesar's one of those lucky people. He just sleeps. Like he gets... Yeah. As soon as he lays his head down,
gone.
You sleep.
Yeah.
Right? And then I remember with me, I tried sleeping tablets once and they fail. They don't work for me because you wake up so groggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whatever the active ingredients in the tablets, it's still in your system.
Yeah.
It's trying to bring your body down to sleep, yet your mind is saying, I need to wake up, I've got work. And then you feel groggy and pulled down. For me, then I consulted a doctor and he recommended melatonin tablets. So there's a brand of tablets that include melatonin as an active ingredient. Now, melatonin it's a hormone that's produced in your brain. It's what actually regulates our sleep.
Yeah.
That's why some people, when you get in a dark room and you just lay horizontally on a soft bed, soft pillow, boom, you're gone because of the melatonin. So I take that and it helps me, even with jet lag, when I'm on flights and I'm looking at where I'm going and I need to sleep. Yeah, and you know, you can't sleep on a plane. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's too loud, even with your headphones. You take one of those. Yeah. That's what works for me. Tacho, have you struggled with sleep? What worked? What's a sure way? Because some people count imaginary goats flying
drink
across.
Milk.
Some people drink milk. Yeah. Some people, I know there's a tea.
Chamomile
tea that they take.
If you're lucky enough, a little bit of pum pum helps because, you know, if you...
I'm innocent. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm innocent.
Guys, let's be honest. I mean, we're all, after a nice session, we fall asleep.
A dance. And
after that, you know, some people call it Olympics and whatnot.
I
would say it's that. So if you're lucky enough and you've got a partner, that helps. And because kids... I'm on holiday now. Okay, so
yeah. Then so if you have Muslim Selegu with 6 rings, you're doing a lot of Olympics, like the Olympic rings.
I don't know how he does it, but
that's your way. That's your sure guaranteed way of falling asleep.
Yeah, and but of also many things. Listening to him talking about the day. Sometimes guys spending time out in nature. You know, go to a park. We've got some beautiful parks. If it's safe, just go there and walk around. You know, breathe in, take in a little bit of fresh air, and that helps you to be able to sustain yourself during the day. And when you sleep, you know, I think you sleep better. Yes, chamomile tea does help. Some people use a mixture of milk, turmeric powder, and honey, warm that stuff up. You know, just having that kind of drink before, and perhaps if you're lucky enough, sauna. But generally,
There was a hand gesture when you said generally. I agree with you. Sauna works. Every time I listen to our president deliver the sauna, fall asleep. Let's help Pilazanda fall asleep. What's your guaranteed sure way of falling asleep? Do hit us up at 086-000-0959 for the direct call in studio. Or WhatsApp us. It's easier. 0636-880-959.
So I had a similar incident years ago. I think when I was still studying, I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't. And the docs, I think, recommended me something like that. Like, it was the worst week of my life. I'm not sure if it was the exams or what. But with Upilasan, now, allergies. I allergies myself. I'm sorry, but I know. I drug myself, guys. Okay, allergies. And I go.
Is that safe, though? Like, for long use, long-term use?
No.
Now, there's an app, right, that someone is recommending. It's called Calm App, where Matthew McConaughey is narrating sleep stories. So it's essentially an app with bedtime stories for adults. Now, this is what it sounds like.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in? I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us?
Who's that? Who's snoring?
I'm being put off by the snore sound, though. Like.
No, that's me.
Oh, was that you?
That was me in studio. Would that make you fall asleep?
It could work, yeah.
The problem is you'll never get to the end of the story.
It could work.
Technically, if it works properly.
Yeah. That's fine. The first 5 minutes are very important.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I have a problem with not getting to the end of the story, man. I don't know if that would work for me, but I think listening to a breakfast show at SABC could work.
For me, I normally make sure that I don't drink any caffeine drinks anytime after 2 o'clock during the day, because otherwise it just messes up with my sleep. And number two, whenever I get home, just like an hour or 30 minutes before I go to sleep, I drink chamomile tea. And also, guys, try magnesium. Try that as a supplement on a daily basis. I normally just drink it just before I go to sleep. I pass out and I sleep peacefully, so, and I wake up rested. That's what works for me.
My doctor once prescribed sedatives called, I think, Alprexam or something, Jiganjalo. But I would take them like mklampe once a week, and then like I can sleep like the whole week. I don't struggle. Then my mom suggested ama cloves, because my mom is like on a whole Dr. Sebi vibe, and ama cloves, whether I drink them with water or in a cup of boiling water or whatever, but you sleep like a baby.
Wow, magnesium supplements and also cloves. Now, Chris, he's a sound engineer and he's also the technical producer on our show. And he says, what waves, bro? What makes you, how do you fall asleep?
So there are different kinds of waves. And there's in a spectrum of frequencies between 20 and 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. So sometimes you find that there's a specific frequency that you can use for yourself, but you need to find it. So there's a sine wave, and there's also sawtooth wave sometimes. Mm. So sawtooth is like your rain sounds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he can use rain sounds to fall asleep.
If
it could work, yeah. So also sine wave, maybe something like this.
Oh, is that why I am not magnetic vula?
So you can use something like this.
But this feels like a headache.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like when your head rings from a headache, it feels like that. Now, I know also some people, I think you told me this, Uncle T, he uses CBD oil. He's like put CBD oil and it makes him fall asleep. Don't confuse it with driving through the CBD. There you'll lose sleep.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.